In today's podcast, we talk about visions and promises that can actually draw us closer to God. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So have you ever, woken up maybe from a dream, right? Maybe it was a nightmare. And you just felt like the emotions were so real. Like it felt so real that you even still have those same emotions carrying over into your reality. I mean, you maybe had a fight with somebody in your dream, and for a time after you wake up, you can't help but be mad at them. Or maybe you had a bad nightmare, right? And you find yourself being tense and jumpy even after you awaken. Sometimes dreams can have long-lasting impacts. Even more so are visions from the Lord. While they're similar to dreams in that they show things that may not be real, at least not yet, visions from the Lord are often showing someone what's coming. They are often warnings as a way of preparing God's people for what he's been putting into existence, right? As we have been reading in Ezekiel, we've read a lot of different visions from God that Ezekiel's had and the ministry that Ezekiel has to the people of Israel at God's request. Now, the visions are regarding God's glory, right? And the people's idolatry. And just so we're clear, those two things don't go well together. It's like oil and water. Ezekiel's work is to warn the people of God's displeasure with their rebellion and his pending judgment. Now, Ezekiel's latest vision prophesies God removing his glorious presence from his people, which is the ultimate judgment, as his presence and his absence are the clearest identifiers of heaven or hell. However, this vision is not the end of the story. God, though his presence leaves due to the rebellion, he has not utterly abandoned his people. He promises to bring a remnant back. That though the visible church is wicked and rampant for the most part with rebellious sin, there is a remnant that he will gather and bring back out of exile. In Ezekiel 11, 19 through 20, he says this, "And I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my rules and obey them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God." God is telling Ezekiel, all hope is not lost. I will draw the people back to me. I will unite them in me. He said he would give them one heart. This points us to the truth that our desires that have us chasing after our own selfish appetites are just to be increasingly no more. In God, our one heart is a heart that pursues him. He says a new spirit will be given. The Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, the helper and comforter, is that new spirit that we all in Christ receive as we surrender to Jesus Christ. And we are made new, made into new creations. Deuteronomy 36 says this, "And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, that you may live." You guys, it's a work that God does in our hearts, uniting us and giving us life where there was death, that you may live. We're given hearts of flesh, which denotes life, versus stone, which clearly demonstrates inanimacy, death, right? Psalm 51, the psalmist says this in verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." This is the cry of those that desire a return from exile. And today we read of the promise to bring them home. But Ezekiel's passage reminds us that the promise, though still not completely fulfilled for the remnant that includes us until heaven, will not even reach partial fulfillment for some that are simply in the visible church. Ezekiel 11:21 says this, "But as for those whose heart goes after their detestable things and their abominations, I will bring their deeds upon their own heads, declares the Lord God." This is not a statement made to the pagans of the land, you guys, but about Israelites. These are people that claim to be of the family of Israel, but in heart, they desire only their own selfish passions. They go after that which God detests. The promise remains unfulfilled for those. The warning and comfort are true for us today, you guys. We are yet again reminded that God will not abandon his chosen people, the remnant. Though our sins repulse him, if we return, even now, he promises life. You may ask, but am I the remnant or am I the rest? The answer to that question may be this. Are you ready to repent and return from exile if you haven't already? If yes, then he has a new heart awaiting. And if not, then it could be that either you are in the rest that will receive judgment based on your deeds, or that your return is not to begin today. But while today is called today, you guys, I would say choose to return if you haven't already, because tomorrow isn't promised. Let's pray right now and thank him if we've returned. Thank him for his forgiveness. And for those right now who are returning in this moment, let me pray for you as you walk home. Father God, we thank you for visions, for dreams, for your spirit. Lord God, we thank you that you speak truth that is a beacon in the darkness that summons us, Lord God. First, I want to alongside all of those right now who are in Christ, who are experiencing the Spirit's presence with them always, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you that you thought enough to draw us. We thank you that you chose us from the beginning of time, and that you used whatever means necessary to walk us back home. Lord God, and I pray for those right now who in this time are even hearing you for the first time truly into their heart, and they're seeking not a heart of stone anymore, but they're seeking a heart of flesh. They're desiring to go away from the detestable and to walk towards you, the delightful, the beloved, Lord God, as you call them your beloved. Father God, we thank you that they are welcomed home, that there is forgiveness awaiting. And Lord God, we all pray right now for those who are still far from you. Maybe even those watching, listening, that are hearing the call, but they're not yet ready to return. Lord God, we pray that you would be patient. We pray that you would continue to wait. And we pray that you would woo them even now, even right now, that they would come home. Bring the remnant home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode. I mean, what? We're 251. This has been an awesome journey, and I'm excited to continue on further into 2021 here. And if you're catching it for the first time, head on over to thefivebythefire.org. You can leave a comment over there. Or if you're watching this on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, leave a comment below. Like, share, follow, do all that business. I know there's people right now who, if you were to share this, that the Lord might actually use that act of sharing to begin to draw them home. Maybe they are part of that remnant as well. All right. Love y'all. Be blessed and be a blessing. See y'all tomorrow.